Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I live within walking distance of a hang gliding center. It's about 2 miles away. Sometimes when I worked in my garden, I get the feeling that there was something above me, but not the kind of shadowy something like a great blue heron is going to swoop down on me or a crow. This was a different feeling, a special feeling, maybe a slightly eerie feeling. And when I would look up, I would see dots circling in the sky high above me. Initially, I used to watch the dots because I was curious what kind of bird it was. When I first moved up here, we had hardly any eagles at all. They were endangered, but slowly they were starting to come back. It seemed like they must be eagles because they were so high up, but they could have been hawks. And so I'd watch. And then as the dots would start to spiral downward, I realized that one or maybe two of them were hang gliders and the others were eagles. It struck me then what an incredible feeling that must be, to be eyeball to eyeball so far up in the sky, flying with eagles. I haven't been aware of that phenomenon lately because the hang gliding center closed after the death of the owner. I'd automatically look over toward the center every time I drove by on the main highway, and there was no activity. The broad field in front of it and the steep slope going up to the jump-off point was always neatly mown, but never any sign of life. And then not that long before Hurricane Irene struck, I noticed that somebody had parked a hang glider right near the highway. I didn't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out that that meant someone was doing some sort of advertising. But I saw no other activity. On the other hand, I normally went by there at strange hours, so maybe something was going on and I missed it. And right before the hurricane hit, I happened to drive by and notice that someone had furled its wings. Shortly after that, I read in the Valley Business Journal that someone had bought the center and planned to reopen it. Then a friend of mine sent me a link to a video called Parahawking, and I knew from the title what it had to be about. The person who sent it to me used the word spiritual, and I can understand that. To be able to do that must surely be a spiritual experience. But I got to thinking about another eagle-related experience I've had here that the eagles handled all by themselves. Again, I was outside gardening and got the feeling that there was something overhead. The sun was behind me and setting and lit up the valley below me so it all looked like it was gold. I looked up into the sky and I saw the circling two dots. My immediate thought was one of the guys hang gliding and an eagle. As I continued watching them, though, I was horrified when the two collided. I was absolutely stunned. I had visions. I had visions of them getting too close. You know, like Icarus flying too close to the sun, that the hang glider might have gone too close to the eagle, or the eagle too close to the glider. And yes, I know those synthetic wings are supposed to be indestructible, but the talon, the beak, the wingspan, well, I just didn't even want to think about it. And as I looked up, they collided, and then they started to fall. I'm numb. I'm standing there, totally numb. I can't think. And as they fall, they tumble, they roll. As they get closer, I realize that it's not a crashing hang glider and a dying eagle and a dying pilot. It's two eagles, and they're mating. High in the air, he's clasped her feet, and they started to tumble. And they fell to the earth, tumbling, and then the last, what to me seemed like the last possible moment, they broke apart right before they hit the ground, and they streaked off. And when they did, the sunlight caught them, and that golden ball turned to molten gold. Now that was spiritual. I stood there rooted to the ground. My mind a mess, my emotions a mess. I had gone from total horror to total awe to something beyond that. I've heard some gorgeous music, I've seen some beautiful paintings that have brought me close to tears. Read or heard about human endeavors, great feats of courage or heroism that brought me to tears. But there's something about the natural wonders that's special. It's not that I don't like humans. I happen to enjoy them. It's just that I find it comforting to know that the awe-inspiring behavior isn't limited to just one species. The capacity is there. And I would say it's there not only in animal species, but also in plant species. The only thing we need is the desire and the opportunity to look for it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.